Video: NYC cops bust career criminal after subway shoving incident. By Amy Furr on October 25, 2022. Police arrested a suspect with a lengthy criminal history after a subway shoving incident in Brooklyn on Friday. 41-year-old Lamali McRae faces charges of attempted murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment, law enforcement told Fox News on Tuesday. McRae has reportedly been arrested over a dozen times through the years regarding charges of assault, burglary, and robbery. Authorities said one arrest was for murder when he was 16. The suspect appeared in court on Tuesday and is scheduled to do so again in the next few weeks following a mental health evaluation. Police said McRae was on the subway platform when he allegedly charged the victim, whose name is David Martin, and pushed him down onto the tracks. The 32-year-old was not hit by the train but was injured during the incident, according to Breitbart News. Martin works as a waiter at a Manhattan restaurant. He suffered a broken collarbone and bruises. The suspect's family told the New York Post they had had their fill of his behavior and recently posted signs to keep him out of their residence. The outlet also noted McRae served 20 years in prison for attempted murder. If you see a brown-skinned guy sleep in, sick, in the hallway, please call the police, he is trespassing, the family's sign read. The man's cousin told the outlet her mother penned the note. He was off, explained the cousin, whose name is Kay. Something is wrong with him. That's why he can't stay here. He's been off for 2 years now, alleging he also attacked their mailman. The mailman was so scared that they changed the route. He pinned the mailman up. It was so bad, we couldn't get mail for a whole month, Kay recalled. Meanwhile, the majority of citizens lay blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America, according to a recent poll. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, the outlet said.